Tuesday. Nick. Edison. Like. And this is Call In Radio Show. The number to call in is 888-627-6008 or 888-627-6008. Call in and speak your mind. Talk about the bad things going on. Talk about good things. In fact, there was a lot of good things said on the last show. I have to just mention it. So this is a great radio network. And the show before mine, boy, the guy was really talking about all kinds of amazing things. You can talk to your DNA. Wouldn't we all like to do that, you know? Unfortunately, that isn't taught in public school, you know. Public school's a sham. We all know that. And what else was he talking about? He was talking about the Pleiadians. They started communicating with us back in the early 70s, he was mentioning that one of their main warnings was turn off the TV because its subliminal frequencies are jamming your thinking frequencies. And if you ever saw the movie They Live, the movie, the famous wrestler Roddy Piper starred in it, and they talk about all the subliminal suggestions that are planted behind billboards, behind TV screens, and no matter where you look, where you go, you're being bombarded with subliminal messages. Anybody ever bought a thing called the Magic Eye 3D book where you have to look into the picture to see the hidden picture? You can see how easily things are hidden. Your subliminal mind will pick it up like that, even though your conscious might take a while to get around to and sometimes never does. And basically, this is what you got to watch out for in this world. Too much misinformation subliminally being sent to you keeps your brain locked in deadness. And that's partly why all these bad things are happening in the world today. All the bad people are getting away with all kinds of bad things. They're killing the human race slowly. Must be an alien plot, something out of a science fiction movie. Of course, I talk about that all the time, that science fiction movies have been warning us about things that could be happening to us, things that maybe have happened already and we forgot, or things that are planned for us in the future. And we're talking about bad things. We're talking about extraterrestrials coming to our world and taking over. Actually, the extraterrestrials have been here for a long time, and one of the groups, 12 planet people. I'm not going to call them, you know, you might have heard them as Anunnaki or whatever. I call them 12 planet creatures because they are the ones that originally gave us the biggest scroll in all time, and they're still... From behind the scenes, they control the world-ruling families. They control the famous bloodlines, because the famous bloodlines of today are the half-breeds of the 12 planet creatures. And this is a harsh reality. They control the banking system. They're the ones who invented government to govern you. Yeah, that's right. That's the original invention of government, is to control you. It's not to serve you. That was a wonderful reinterpretation we had, that government could be used to serve the people. That's a great idea, but it quickly got turned around back to where originally government was. Government is to control you, and that is what they are doing with it today. And they're not only controlling you with it, you're using government to kill you. And who's behind this? Bloodline connected to the 12 planet creatures who run the banks, run all the big corporations. You know, there's a few big corporations out there that are not part of the Nibiru bloodline. That's right, planet 12 planet, also known as Nibiru, however you want to pronounce it. Word comes out of the Sumerian text. Good book to buy, too, 12 planet, you'll learn. But if you want a shortcut in learning about all this, what I just spoke, buy my book, Connected Dots Theory. I claim it to be the most mind-opening book of the early part of the 21st century because it makes all the connections, lists all the heavy hitter players behind the scenes that are really running the show. You know, most people are blaming what they see. You know, we say bankers are ruining the world. We say politicians are ruining the world. But these are all puppets. Isn't the famous NWO New World Order group? They're puppets for the real behind-the-scene players. That's right. Dark entities, so dark you couldn't see them if you shined a light on them. Beyond your biggest comprehension of dark entities. They're out there controlling a portion of our portion of the universe. And they are some of the key mind manipulators of all times. And then there's the evil ET creatures. Back in 1993, they were, just for the record here, there was known at least 47 of them, evil ET creatures working with the secret military located right here in the United States. No wonder why we were having participating in programs to destroy humanity. Every science fiction movie out there, what do they want to do? Get rid of the humans so they can take over our planet and have full control. But now they decided that the new plan is, well, we want to keep a few of them around for slave labor. And of course, let's get down to it and stop all this nonsense about the North versus the South and the Yankees versus the Confederates. The real inventors of slavery are the creatures from the 12th planet. They created organized slavery over 300,000 years ago, roughly. So anyhow, that's important information to go. You know, I wish some of these racist, crying people out there would hear this show tonight and get it through their thick head that stop blaming white people for racism. You know, it's the creatures of the 12th planet are the original cause, and it's still practiced today in certain places like Africa. They still have slave trades going on there, and they have slave trades from listening, if you listen to some of the radio show people that have connections with the space programs and the time travel programs. There's slave trade going on Deep Space Nine. We have something like that. You might be familiar with the show Deep Space Nine, one of the Star Trek series, where we have an outpost there. Well, we have one out there, supposedly, and they do slave trading there. A lot of the people that are getting abducted on this our planet, which the government allows to happen, is they end up as slaves, sold to the highest bidder by bought by other galactic no-gooders, not of this Earth creatures. I call them note creatures for short. Get it? Not. That's N of. That's O. This. That's T. E. Earth. N-O-T-E. Not of this Earth creatures, note creatures for short. Well, they're out there, they're interfering with us, and we basically have to save ourselves. I say something I've said this so many times, I'm getting like a broken record. There is no justice except what you make for yourself. Think about that. You know, that's why it was destined for man to have free will. That's it. And that free will is protected as long as you don't give it away or allow yourself to be tricked out of it, which government is always trying to do. Remember, government was created to control and govern and rule over you. You know, the new notion of serving people, well, you know, that was man attempting to turn this evil thing of government into something good. And we've had some success with that. But the power structures from behind the scenes that are tied in with the bloodlines and go back to the original governments, they want it back the way it was. And they are succeeding at that. They're taking away your rights and you're letting them do it. And they're using subliminal communication and mind control, sophisticated mind control, to get everyone in government all around the world to make one stupid decision after another. Read about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, on Amazon. Buy a copy for a present for the holidays and for those of us who understand what Christmas is. Yeah, it's Merry Christmas, and that's where you get the presents at Christmas. Let the other people do what they want, but don't try to take away our Christmas. It's the celebration of the birth of Jesus. And we know, those of us that know, that that is not his actual birthday, but that was the designated day on which we will celebrate the birth of Jesus. And you should never let anybody talk you out of that. Anybody who tries to talk you out of that, they are, to make it simple, they are of the devil or the evil. Because if you know anything about the story of Christ, who he is, the man who has the world's record and always will, is leading the most perfect life, never did harm to anybody, and allowed evil to crucify him on a cross just to prove that he was willing to sacrifice his life for what the good he believed in, which is the good people of the human race. And there's so much information out there about him. But let's just move on here. But on December 21st, it's Christmas time. And the proper thing to say to people is Merry Christmas. You know, if they, that is happy holiday bullshit, and that's what it is. That's mind control by government, again, trying to get you to, do something, take away something. And that's what government has been doing in my life. I've seen they just take away this. They take away your rights. They take away the things you like. But and while we're still talking about government, how could you not notice that stupid thing that happened this past week when I happen to follow what's going on over in England there. When I'm browsing around Twitter and stuff and commenting, they're having some serious problems over in Britain. We should be concerned about it. They're being invaded by the Muslim groups who want to take over their country. They want to change the laws, the Sharia law, which is really evil. Just read about it. You'll see. You know, it's nothing about death. It's all about death, torture, harming, beating people up, abusing women. In fact, I'd like to know why the women of the world are not uniting and calling for the downfall of Islam, because they are one of the biggest perpetrators of hurting women on the planet today. There is no justification for it, except they want to bring in this Sharia law to England, and they're taking over. Plus, they have the rape gangs, they're raping white women, because they are racist. They want to rape the white English women, and they're getting away with it. Judges are not sending them to jail for this. This is insanity, right? So anyhow, they made some videos about what's going on. There's a new party, political party in Great Britain called First Britain. And they sent some videos of what's going, the insanity going on over there, to President Trump. And he retweeted them. And the whole world was in uproar that President Trump was willing to retweet these videos, because they're talking about the horrific truth that is going on in Britain, and government is there. The British government, that we used to think of British government as being good people, they're turning a blind eye to all these atrocities being done to their people, and they're just making one stupid decision after another. And then all fake news, our friends of fake news, CNN, had a guy from the British Parliament was on and just bad-mouthing President Trump, you know, and this and that, and now you're not welcome in our country because what? Because he reposted some, retweeted some videos that talk about the horrific truth that the government isn't addressing. You know, that's how bad this mind control has gotten. Of course, we have the same BS going around here in America. Government's making one stupid decision after another. I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and I explain why it isn't going to change. You know, and you'll be interested in finding out why, the whys as to why this is going on, why it isn't going to change unless we do something, unless we make some justice for ourselves. This is a spiral down a dead-end hole that's leading to nowhere. It's out of control, and it's being over-manipulated. People are being turned into sheeple. People are being ruling. They've imposed the matrix on us with cell phone technology. People are lost in the matrix of the cell phone world. And they're totally unaware of chemtrails poisoning us every day. Now, the fact that President Trump retweeted all this truthful stuff that's going on in Britain, and they were horrified because they want to pretend everything is fine over there, and it's not. They're destroying their own country, and it's their politicians are doing it. They're making all the wrong choices. They're allowing criminals from other countries to come in, set up shop, replace their good British laws with this rotten Sharia law, which is nothing about except but death, torture, and abuse of women. And this is what the British are allowing to happen. Like, you know, they're all crazy? Well, no, they're probably all mind-controlled. And, of course, mind-control could include big bribe money. That's right. And so President Trump called that to the attention of the world by retweeting it. And, you know, that was a good thing he did. But just to prove to you, I'll give you some testimony here as to how annoyed the world controllers are because they're on this plan. They want to destroy everybody's national society, just like they're trying to do here in America. You know, too much multiculturalism. As the old saying goes, too many cooks spoil the soup. Well, that's the same thing. Yeah, and they're succeeding at it over in Europe and Great Britain, United Kingdom, whatever you want to call it, and the British Isles. And so they're the ones, the New World Order, they're the ones behind the chemtrail planes. You know, they've bribed every politician to go along with it. They've convinced the military it's good for the military. Meanwhile, they're spraying poison into the air. That's poisoning everybody, poisoning the earth. Eventually, we won't be able to grow food here. That's part of the plan. Then you have to be stuck buying Monsanto GMO food. That's just all part. They're all in bed with each other. It's about making profit and destroying humanity. They want to bring the population down to 500 million. That means destruction of 95% of the people on the earth, and they're succeeding at it. I mean, and they're just doing it slowly. It's out there every day. So anyhow, as to get back to at President Trump, I'm in the New York area. I happen to get up early, and as the sun's coming up and the sky starts to be illuminated, I must have seen 50 to 60 chemtrails already laid up in the sky overnight, crisscross, zigzag, like six-lane highways of chemtrails, and then crossing an intersection with another six lanes of chemtrails. And this is all up already. As soon as the sun came up, what was up there? They must have been flying the planes all night. And then by the afternoon, there must have been 100 chemtrail lines. I hope some people took some pictures of it. You know, I gave up taking pictures a long time ago. I've got an interesting collection. I've got the planes close up on video, and you see they're unmarked, and you see the stuff spewing out, and they was definitely sending President Trump a message. Hey, you know, you're messing with the New World Order here. We control the chemtrail planes, and we're going to chemtrail your New York City to death today just to teach you a lesson that you better not say anything about anything we're doing again because we're angry at you. And that was definitely the message. I never saw so many chemtrails up in the sky to the point the whole sky was completely covered with chemtrail clouds. You know, not an inch of blue sky left. I mean, they really socked it to New York earlier today, the day of Saturday. And, of course, if you're in New York now, it's Sunday already, early Sunday morning. And if you're in California, it's like 20 after 10, something like that. Oh, California, oh, my God. Mr. Fool himself, Jerry Brown. There's another perfect example of a politician making one stupid decision after another. I think the newest one is it's going to allow HIV-positive blood to be donated into the blood banks or something. What kind of insanity is that? But, you know, along with the forced vaccinations, along with the allowing the chemtrail planes to destroy the whole state of California and be participant, you know, getting the timber nice and dried out because the roots of the trees are all clogged from all the chemtrails, poison, aluminum, the barium, they hit the ground, clogs the roots of the trees. They can't take up nutrition. They can't take up water. They get dried out, ready for a match. And then, you know, the false flag operators just have to go in there. And they've even got the weather technology. They could probably just send a lightning bolt down and spark the whole thing off. They don't even have to send people in with matches anymore. And this is over manipulation in California. Boy, you guys are really taking the brunt of it. And your governor, this guy should be impeached immediately. You know? I mean, I don't understand. If you're out there in California, how can you allow a numbskull idiot make one wrong decision after another that you're all going to have to pay the price for? You're paying for it already. And he's in with all the bad programs. He's got no common sense. And he's just a total idiot, you know? He should be deported for being a public nuisance or something like that. And you're allowing him to govern your state? I mean, please. When you hear this stuff, you know, I know what's going on over there in California. There's the people that want to break away from the United States. Well, you'd be better off doing that probably because at least you could get your own militia then to shoot down the chemtrail planes that are flying over your airspace. You could forbid them to fly over your airspace. I mean, that's probably a practical solution to getting rid of the chemtrail planes because our U.S. federal government isn't going to do anything. They've been presented this type of information about weather modification and the dangers of it for over 10 years, and it goes nowhere. They get people who want to make their presentations. They get a little small meeting, and it never gets brought up for a vote or anything like that. Never makes the news because the news is owned by the New World Order, and they don't want any interference in their plan to slowly poison the earth and kill millions of people in the process. Got to talk about these things, you know, truthfully, because we have to save ourselves. You know, and meanwhile, we're not following the advice of the Pleiadians who've been constantly telling us to get rid of the TVs, you know. On the last show, you know, occasionally a joke pops up. Their Pleiadians joke for Wi-Fi, they call it We-Fry. That's it, and we fry when we're hooking into the Wi-Fi. And these NWO killers, and we might as well call them what they are, they're killers, they're murderers, they, they're not letting a trick go. In New York City subway system, they've got Wi-Fi stuck in every subway station practically now. Well, not every. They're working on it. They're going to get everyone eventually. But, you know, and people think this is grand. And there's no warnings. You could be standing under the three circles that look just like light covers. And you're standing there waiting for a train. You're sucking up all that Wi-Fi energy into your body. You know? Not a smart thing to do. And people think, oh, this is wonderful. I can, now I'm underground in the subway and I can get communications. Oh, wonderful. Meanwhile, you're killing yourself. Here's another thing that people need to become aware of. And I say this is a public information show. I give warnings out to people what they need to pay attention for. I see it all around. I'm walking, you know, I travel around from Manhattan just about every day, where there's just crowds of people walking by, and I see plenty of mothers with pregnant children. I can't stop and talk to them all. They've got the walking around with the big belly, and they got their cell phone laying on their big belly as they're, I don't know what the hell they're talking, looking at pictures or playing games, but no consideration for their baby who's sucking up all that radiation. And they're decreasing the health and intelligence of their children because they don't have the understanding the dangers of cell phones. Yes, cell phones are dangerous, and radiation is cumulative. And here's these mothers destroying the health of their children unknowingly. Where's the public warning on this? No, we can't have a public warning on this because we want to kill all the people, says the NWO. And they're running the show. They have the artificial mind-control machines that just send out the frequencies to numb you, deaden your thinking. You know, they do this with artificial intelligent machines. They don't have to, do a direct mind control on you, but they do that on important people, and they set these little mind control machines up in places where politicians are. I think they've been caught already tampering with police cars, the cars that get sent to the police departments. That's right, we want our police to be mind controlled, intense, aggravated, annoyed, feeling unhappy. So when they pull us over for a traffic violation, you know, we don't roll over and play dead. The first thing they want to do is pull out their gun and vent their anger on us. And this isn't happening by chance. This is part more of the mind control and the benumbing frequencies. And they have this down to a science. Understand this. They know what frequencies they can send to people and get you angry. That's right. Send you the anger frequencies. And here's part explanation why the police are out of control. You know, that's certainly one group they want to target. They want to get the police all angry and because they've got guns and they can pull them out and vent their anger with their guns. And we the people end up at the wrong end of the gun. And we didn't do anything. And police don't know they're being mind controlled with anger frequencies, but they are, absolutely. And these are just all the bad things happening. Or just a portion of them. Anyhow, we all should listen to the Pleiadians. Yes, the Pleiadians do exist. I've read books that they've co-authored with humans they're sharing lives with, and they have a lot of good information, and they're here to help us. Aliens do exist. Extraterrestrials do exist. When I say aliens, I'm not talking about the ones from the Middle East. I'm talking about the ones from outer space, other planets, other dimensional zones of reality. A lot of them are here to help us. There's the Brotherhoods of Light, the Great White Brotherhoods of Light, and there's also the Brotherhoods of Darkness are out there, too. And that's what we have to, watch out for. That's why we have to make our own justice for ourselves, because the bad guys the bad creatures are not going to allow us. And the our world structures governments to control us. Remember, government is there. It was originally invented by the 12 planet creatures to control us. And when the first Sumerian cities were set up, they operated just like the controlled government city-states of today. And the people with the power were abusing it. And the regular people were complaining about it already. And it hasn't changed since, basically. You know, in the United States here, we had a few good years where we were getting things to putting government to good use. But now it's all been turned around again. And everything, all the wrong decisions are being made. That's why I keep telling people, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because it explains who the key players are, who the big players are, the different types of mind control and subliminal communication, how a body receives subliminal communication. And things that you're not going to hear from anybody else, like thought attraction flypaper. Yes, it's out there, and it can hook onto any of us. It hooks on electronically, and then it starts playing subliminal movies in your brain. And how does it get hooked onto you? Laws of the universe. Thoughts of the same thinking frequencies attract. Similar thoughts attract in the universe. So if you start thinking something that might be bad, you're going to attract more badness to you. And then with this thought attraction flypaper that's floating around, yes, it is floating around in the air, and that's the best way to explain it. Thought attraction flypaper. It sticks onto you, and then it plays its program continuously unless you make an attempt to remove it. And most people, once the flypaper sticks to them, that thought attraction flypaper, they become addicted. There's one of your main sources of addiction. That's the point, purpose of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, to explain how you can understand it in plain, simple English, what is going on, what to be wary about, the basic workings of the universe, the geometry, the dimensions, the frequencies, the shapes. And plus, you have a guidebook as to how to recognize evil. That's right, because over the years, I'm good at connecting the dots and putting the pieces together, and I realized that certain geometric shapes are representations of evil, kind of like flag waving, and they set them up everywhere. And when you see these shapes, you can best be sure that evil is in control, or we could say the 12 planet creatures are in control. They use the same type of flag markings, and they use it with geometric shapes. And they also, you know, the higher intelligences and even the higher evil intelligence know how to use the shapes to manipulate energy to create serious weapons that can kill you in a very short amount of time. And it's on the menu. They're going to use it on us, to the icing on the cake, to finish getting rid of the 95% unwanted humans. They're slowly killing us now, but when the moment is called, the final takeover date, they're going to start using the heavy weapons. They're putting more of them in everywhere. I see them around New York area installing more. They've got them up already, and they're installing more. Meanwhile, the regular population, you're all asleep at the wheel. Probably have them, they're setting them up in your neighborhood, too. And, of course, they're going to get to your neighborhood as soon as the telecommunication companies start setting up the Wi-Fi. The 5G antennas, supposedly they need one on every block. Yeah. They need one on every block so they can fry you to death once it's up and running. And I put the warning out there on tweets and stuff. 5G equals death. And when they start seeing these things going up, down the street from you, you either better get your local neighborhood friends to tear it down. Yes, you might have to do that, actually. Or you better move, because it's just a matter of time. You're sitting on a time bomb there. They can use these same things. First of all, 5G, the frequencies are so high, it's going to cause you physical harm. But then when they put in the magic frequencies to kill, they'll use the same antennas. If there's one on every block, well, the whole neighborhood's gone in a matter of minutes. This is what is being set up now, and we have to be concerned about it, you know? Like the show before me, they talk about all these good things, you know, the children of the sun, talking to your DNA, healing yourself, healing your friends. These are all great, wonderful things, and the whole human race should be participating and learning in this. But that's only wishful thinking, because the whole human race is locked up in the plan to kill the human race. And we bought the whole thing, we've been prodded into the whole thing, unbelievable. I mean, everybody has fallen for this. Everybody's fallen into the cell phone matrix. Everybody has become totally unaware that people have been turned into sheep, ready for the slaughter. And there'll be some actual slaughters, too, you know. The authorities are all being mind-controlled. So when the local police come up knocking on everyone's door in your neighborhood and they tell you everyone has to be evacuated to the center, the death center, FEMA camps? Yes, the death center camps. You better sneak off when you pretend to go there, and you better sneak off and go hide in the woods or something until it's over, because this is like, we've seen the pictures of them. They got barbed wire around the FEMA camps. They've got towers, overlooking towers, just like the Nazis did in the concentration camps. I mean, talk about history repeating itself. Okay, and they're trying to con you that these are good places, but when the order comes down to start killing off the masses in mass killings, that's what is going to happen. You won't be able to trust your local authorities, because what do the police do? They follow orders. And the order will be given, okay, go to every house, tell everyone they have to go to the funeral camp. And, of course, most of the people have been turned into sheeple. They'll do what the police tell them to do. But don't you do that, because I'm warning you now. They get you in that funeral camp, and they lock the gate. It's going to turn on the frequency generators. They're going to fry you in less than a minute, all of you. It's that easy. Forget about the gas chambers. They can do it with vibrations now. Just a few cell phone towers, that's all they need. Plus, they're putting up the big cell phone towers now, and they're putting up the big cables. And they're running, I watch them, they're running cables into the high tension wire lines, too. They're probably going to use that as a weapon also. And, hey, we were warned in the early Godzilla movies about high tension lines being used as weapons. They tried to kill a Godzilla. Of course, he was too powerful. They caused him a little shock there. But, you know, if you read into science fiction movies, which I believe they all have those hidden messages, expect the high tension wires to be turned into weapons, too. There's all other kinds of tricks to weapons. Now, you know what I've noticed, and you better start looking around, because these things are in plain sight. The cell phone towers, the big ones that are set up in a triangular position, where they got them going off in three directions, those are the most dangerous ones. Simple structures that we've taken for granted all the time that... we never thought it would be any harm, but if you look around, you travel to any town, just about anywhere, especially the big cities. All the city hall structures, they all have these domes on it. Well, domes are mind control devices, too. We have them at the Capitol. They can be used in conjunction with pyramids to do an energy spray. That's right. If you notice around the... where the trade centers were taken down, there's three buildings built of the same identical box, obviously built by the same builders. One of them, right next to where the trade centers fell, one of them is a dome structure, one of them has a pyramid structure, and one has what's called a truncated pyramid structure. And energy beams can be bounced off these things, spread out, and Washington, D.C., hey, Washington Monument, there's the biggest obelisk in the world. That's a mind-control device, plus it can be used to spread energy. They can disperse it off the Lincoln Memorial, a dome structure. I mean, this is high-tech science. This isn't fantasy I'm talking here. They know how to do these things, and that's why, basically, they have all these dome structures around the world. And that's why you want to buy my book, Connected Dots Theory, so you become aware of that these things, special structures, can be used as weapons. And so you can start spotting, you know, and start realizing we got government, state capitol buildings. Almost all of them have a dome on it. Many city capitals do, too. It's not there for just the sake of the dome. It's there for mind control. For the final battle between good and evil, which has already begun, because they want to get all the government people to make all the wrong decisions, and hey, they are doing that around the world. Right now, President Trump is probably the only free-thinking politician in existence. Whether you like him or hate him, at least he's not totally mind-controlled like everybody else is, because apparently everybody else is mind-controlled, you know? Most of our Congress, certainly all of everybody in Britain, mind controlled, allowing their whole country to be destroyed by people from the Stone Age that want to bring death war, where they can stone people in the street, where they can chop off people's hands, where they can torture the women, throw acid in the face of people they don't like. Yeah, that's Sharia law. Don't believe any of these. Muslim people will tell you it's a peaceful religion. Do your own investigation. Read their book, you know, the one that they're always outraged when people talk about it badly. Well, read that book and find out what it's all about. You'll say, what? This isn't a religion. This is some evil death cult. And that's exactly what they are. And they're taking over Great Britain. Now they're taking over Europe. They're raping women by the thousands, and the governments are allowing them to do this, not even throwing the people in jail. It's insane. How can this be happening? Well, it's happening. You know, it's happening. Certainly a lot of information about all these atrocities on Twitter. Meanwhile, let me tell you how backward already England has become. They're putting people in jail because you insult certain groups of migrants. Now, England, Great Britain, doing that? Well, it's for real. This is going on now. This is reality. This isn't the future. I mean, this is present-day reality, and it's happening to other places in Europe, too, but Great Britain is, like, the worst. The barbarians are changing the laws to turn it into a barbarian paradise, or whatever they think is paradise, but it's not what we call civilized, and it's happening. It's happening by mind control. It's happening by mind manipulation. Not my manipulation, by mind, M-I-N-D, mind manipulation. Well, anyhow, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. Pick up the phone if you still can remember how to do that. Oh, I know you know have a cell phone probably right near you, but call in and just give your 2 cents. Talk about chemtrails. We have to talk about chemtrails because we see them. They're out there every day. It's poison. I mean, this is insanity. They're spraying poison in the air we breathe. Eventually, it's true, it's high up there, eventually it trickles down and we breathe it in. It lands on our organic food, lands on our freshwater streams, lands in the forest, clogs the roots of the trees, so all the forests become tinder boxes. You breathe it in, the nanoparticles get stuck in your body. Aluminum is poisonous to the human system. So nano size, very, very small size, aluminum particles, you're breathing them in. When they finally trickle down to ground level, you're out there, and you breathe them in, and they get in your body, and they get past the blood-brain barrier. And once they get in your brain, boy, they start to destroy your thinking abilities. They start to destroy your intelligence, and bringing you over to Alzheimer's Street, or even worse. And this is happening now. And there's not enough people complaining. And there's nobody in authority doing anything about it. Where's Jerry Brown in California? Why isn't he addressing this? His state is really plagued with it. You know? In New York, they're the same problem. Everybody's brain dead. I'm surprised President Trump doesn't realize this tragedy going on, because he has the authority and the guts to write an executive order to stop this, you know? This is the United States of America. We shouldn't be allowing planes to fly over our population, unmarked planes, too, which is a violation of law, and spray poison on us. There's no rationale for this. I mean, they gave us the lie, you know, blocking the sunlight. What a stupid idea that is, because sunlight is needed for growth and the other free energies it gives. Plus, what else are they doing? All this chemtrail things, it's destroying the ozone. You know, it's just bad, 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 bad chemtrails. I said it before, you must have friends in school, with children in school, rather, or, you know, people in college. You're one of the biggest group sources that can be, again, helping us write letters to the President of the United States. Right, don't waste your time with your congressmen, because they're all on the take and they're all gutless to bring it up. And it'll never pass through Congress, because we know they're all a bunch of phony crooks that just, you know, they're in the palm of the corporate world. Hey, it's reality. That's where they're at. And they bicker like children, and they've got no brain power. And they don't know how to act on anything. And all they're interested in is winning the next election so they can keep their cushy do-nothing job, because that's what they really do. They do nothing. They do nothing for the people of America. They do nothing for anybody, and they're allowing, on their shift, they're allowing us to be slowly poisoned every day. And what else do you have to watch out for? The judges. I've been on Twitter following all this, the people that are complaining about all things going on in Britain. The decisions that the judges are making, these people who have judge positions should be removed immediately when they start making ridiculous decisions. I mean, first of all, Muslims are not supposed to drink. So it turns out, I got to give you this example. Just shows you how ridiculous the lack of common sense the judges in England are having. Muslims are not supposed to be drinking. So anyhow, some young Muslim girls decided to go drinking. And well, the first thing they do, they started walking around the streets and they started beating up lone English white girls wherever they found them. And when they were finally apprehended by the police, they had to go to court. And the judge listened to the situation. He said, well, these young girls were not used to drinking and the fact that it might bring on violent behavior, and so I'm just going to let them go. Insanity. Insanity. I mean, unbelievable. And we know there's a lot of... Look at the recent thing, the guy who was deported, like, I don't know how many, we lost track of how many times, and he kept coming back and committing crimes, and then he kills this woman, judge, you know. Well, that was a jury trial. The jury let him off. Well, you know, insanity. It's like a disease. I mean, one stupid decision after another. In fact, it's just mind-boggling. And judges are making bad decisions all the time. People on the Supreme Court, I have no respect for them. Pass the word. You can tell them I said so. These people don't have a clue or any common sense about what's fair and just. And they all need to be replaced. And we need to change the law that Supreme Court justices need to have the approval of the general public. Because this appointment for life is a bag of garbage. And these people are not qualified. I guarantee, I'm an intelligent person, I guarantee if I quiz these people, I'd show the world what a bunch of arseholes they are. That's what they use in England. They use the term arsehole, A-R-S-E-H-O-L-E. Well, every member of the Supreme Court, I don't care if you like them or not, I'm going to say what I'm saying because these people are out of touch with reality. If I ask them the key questions, you find out they know close to nothing and have close to no understanding what common people and poor people have to go through in America. And I know about it because I've lived amongst the common people my whole life. I was born amongst them, and I lived amongst them, worked amongst them. And so I know what the reality is. You know, politicians, they don't have a clue, and neither do the judges. And judges have too much power. You know, sure, we have to have judges, but at the same time, how it is, basically, people don't realize this. Judge has too much power because basically you can go to court, you can have the best lawyers in the world to defend your case, and the judge has so much power he can find you guilty, even though you had all the evidence in your favor. Well, that's just too much power now. And these judges get away with this all the time, and they don't get removed from office. So judges have too much power. I mean, they can just ignore all the evidence that's in your favor and just say, oh, no, I find you guilty. And the police will come and take you away to jail. Simply because the judge wanted to abuse his power because, I don't know, he didn't like the way you look or whatever. And nobody should have that much power to where they can make a ridiculous decision and get away with it. Any judge who makes ridiculous decisions like that, he should be brought before a governing body that very same evening and sent to jail without bail immediately. Have his powers removed. That's swift justice, and that's what needs to be done to these judges who abuse their power. You know? And other authoritative structures, people that do bad things, abuse power. They need to be removed immediately. So what are you waiting for, California? Come on. Jerry Brown is doing things that destroy your health, destroy your children's health, and he's like a loose cannon out there. And he's abusing his power. Get rid of him immediately. Unless all the people that have to get rid of him are too gutless or being paid too much money to not do what needs to be done. In fact, we shouldn't have to rely on government to get rid of government. We the people should just make a motion. We're calling for a yes or no removal, and then we have a separate election and just do it ourselves because can't trust government to do anything anymore. They're all brain dead. They're all stupid. They're all lazy. They're all cowards. They're all bribe takers. Yes, all of them. All right. And there might be 1% that are good, okay? We know that. When I say all, I mean almost all. But that's pretty much the sad story. And over in England, they all are straight up loonies, out of touch with reality, bribe takers, traitors, backstabbers to their own people. And let that message ring out. And watch out for the smart meters. Dirty electricity, another tool used to kill you, destroy your DNA. And there's other things they're using now to destroy your DNA. You know, there is no limit to what the evil the governments are doing under the authority of the New World Order, which is controlled by the 12th planet and other ET factions that also control the secret militaries. Hey, people of Earth, this is our moment to save ourselves. That's why I talk about it, because we have to start talking about it. The problems are not going to go away by themselves. So get your friends at children at school, write letters to the president, stop the chemtrails, organize any groups to start writing letters to the president, stop the chemtrails, because he's the only guy that's going to do it. If you have people in the military, get friendly with the generals who have the authority to maybe take some action on their own in the issue of national defense, allowing chemtrail planes to spray poison over the people. That's a national security issue, really. And I don't know the technical aspects of the law, but there has to be some override where the military can step in and do something when the politicians and the lawmakers are not doing their job and they're all making all stupid, ridiculous decisions as if they were insane. And then maybe it comes time to where we have to declare them insane, remove them, and set up a temporary system, and then elect people in a real election system. That's right. You know, all the voting machines can be hacked into. It's been over 10 years now. I approached governments and showed them, okay, here's how you can make a tamper-proof machine, because I'm an inventive person. Nobody was interested. They don't want tamper-proof machines. They want to be able to tamper with the election so the people with the money can pay for the money, pay the big money to get the election rigged to win the election. So that's the reality. Unless you change all the machines and make them totally tamper-proof, there are always going to be rigged elections. This is the way it works. You know, nobody's talking a real conversation, and then we got health care, more nonsense. It was pretty good, the last show. There was the talk about the people that don't use the high technology have the best health, and that there's all these new learning tools out from the Children of the Sun about healing techniques that have been documented, where we don't need pharmaceutical products, and that's where we need to go, and that's what the education systems should be teaching people. You know, your so-called doctor, forget it, they're always telling you that on TV, go ask your doctor. Yeah, your doctor who doesn't know anything except pharmaceutical medicine because he was brainwashed in med school, because pharmaceutical companies own the colleges, basically, especially in medical schools. So don't trust your doctor anymore. You probably know more about healing yourself than your doctor does. And you certainly could in a very short amount of time. The books are all out there. Just start educating yourself. Okay, what else did I want to say? Oh, guess what? You know, you hear music at the beginning of the show. You hear music at the end of the show. You know, it's all great music I wrote myself. Produced the records. There's a place called CD Baby, you know? Just go on your computer. CD Baby, B-A-B-Y. And go to the CD Baby music store, and you can buy... I've got the other album I've been talking about. It's out there now. American Party Songs. 12 amazing songs. If you like guitar playing, if you like guitar solo work, some of these songs have some of the most greatest guitar solos ever put on record. Stuff that comparable to Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, you name it. And it's on some of my records. But they're party songs, you know? They're upbeat. And... that's it. Pick up a copy and support me from all the effort I put into making all these records. American Party songs. There's 12 tunes on there. You go to CD Baby Music Store, you can get to listen to a clip of each one. You can buy them separately or buy the whole thing. I say buy the whole thing because it, I put them together, so it kind of has a flow to it, you know. Not like these other albums people put out where one song jumps from one thing to another and there is no flow. I'm not like that. I like a flow with an album. And, of course, my other songs, all my social political songs, titled Songs Better Than Dylan. Both of those things available on CD Baby, the CD Baby Music Store. Visit it now. Visit it after the show, and you can now get the song that's the beginning of the show that you just hear the guitar solo at the end. Now you get the whole song. Plus you get the ending of the show songs. So, I claim to be one of the best songwriters ever to walk the face of this earth. Sure, I learned from great people like the Beatles and all the other great songwriters. And that's why I eventually became a great songwriter and a good record producer. And it's worth buying this stuff. So be supportive of me. I am trying to be supportive of the whole human race with this show because we need to talk about the problems, because we need to solve the problems. Government isn't going to do it. Remember, government was designed by the 12 planet creatures to control, and now they're regaining control, and it's death to all humans as far as they're concerned. So we have to save ourselves, you know, and don't count on government officials. They are, forget it, they're loons. You want to see where the American government is headed? Just go take a look at what's going on in Britain and the rest of Europe. Insanity. And it's hopeless almost. So, again, we have to save ourselves. One of the songs on my Songs Better Than Dylan is called There Ain't No Justice. And that's the song where I got the line, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. You know? Anyhow, it's coming to the end of the show. You get to hear to the end of one song that's on American Party Songs, available at CD Baby Music Store. Buy it. You'll love it. Followed by the first song on Songs Better Than Dylan. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. Tell your friends to call in. Listen in next week. Same time, same BBS radio station 1. Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown and then play the songs. And everybody have a good time till then. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. theme. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.